The final step of our developmental process is situational awareness. Once you have an understanding of the basic movements and an awareness of your surroundings, any location becomes a functional training space. In the previous section, we discussed the mastery of fundamental movements. As we progress, the only limit to our training is our imagination. For example, if you are traveling and stuck in a hotel with no fitness center or gym, a circuit of push-ups, pistol squats, dirt pull-ups, single-leg floor bridges, handstand holds, and Russian twists can be done without leaving the room. Nature is also rife with opportunities to train and maintain our physical conditioning. If camping in a forest or wooded area, you have natural pull-up bars at your disposal and an even terrain on which to perform challenging lunges. Training in an elevated area, like a hill or mountain, allows you to add uphill sprints and crawls into your program. Improve your physical literacy, and the possibilities will become endless. Whether you are deep in the gym or enjoying your workout outdoors, make sure you are stocked with greater than to give your body the hydration it deserves. Relative body strength. Once we've progressed past crawling and walking, we're ready to begin mastering our body weight with more advanced movements. With some creativity, the possibilities of body weight exercises are endless. That being said, nearly all training movements can be simplified to create a total body workout that you can adjust to suit your needs over time. The basic movement patterns are squatting or knee dominant movements, bending or hip dominant movements, vertical pushing and pulling, horizontal pushing and pulling, twisting, and walking / running. Knee dominant body weight squats, hip dominant floor bridges, vertical push handstands or handstand push-ups, vertical pull-ups, horizontal push-ups, horizontal pull, inverted rows, twisting or rotation, Russian twists or iron crosses, gait sprints.